Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sad news, Leslie Jordan has passed away. I have seen a lot of tributes to this actor.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his from Will and Grace first.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on Murphy Brown even before that. He was on a lot of shows, just in quick little roles. But, man, did he ever make his mark once he got on Will and Grace as Beverly Leslie, the nemesis of Karen Walker on the show, Megan Mullally. He died yesterday after running his car into a brick wall. They say that he had suffered some sort of medical emergency. They are not saying what, but that was the cause of the death, the car accident. He was only 67 years old.
Yeah, that is too young, man.
Yeah. I mean, all of his Will and Grace co-stars on social media reaction, Megan Mullally, Karen Walker, and his chief rival said, "My heart is breaking. I can't believe it. Leslie Jordan was hands-on, one of the greats, a flawlessly funny virtuoso of comedy. His timing, his delivery, all apparently effortless. It doesn't get better than that." Sean Hayes wrote, "My heart is broken. Leslie Jordan is one of the funniest people I ever had the pleasure of working with. Everyone who ever met him loved him. There will never be anyone like him. As you will be missed, my dear friend." Deborah Messing, who played Grace on the show, said, "How can this be? Dear, dear Leslie, the world has dimmed. The joy and delight that you've brought into my life has been a beautiful gift. I wish I had words." Eric McCormick, who played Will, crushed to learn about the loss of Leslie Jordan, the funniest and flirtiest Southern gent I've ever known. The joy and laughter that he brought to everyone of the Will and Grace episodes will be palpable. Gone 30 years too soon. Even Dolly Parton released a statement saying, "I'm hurt and shocked as if I had lost a family member. Leslie and I had a special bond. I think the world felt they had a special bond with him. Rest in peace." Want to hear just a little montage of how hilarious the great... Leslie Jordan was on Will and Grace.
"Karen Walker, I thought I smelled gin and regret.
Beverly Leslie, you look more like a woman every time I see you.
Karen Walker, so nice to see you.
Why, Beverly Leslie, if you'd sit on a phone book, it would be nice to see you too.
I must have died during surgery because the devil herself is before me.
Leslie, I thought they'd torn down all the corroded old Confederate statues.
Karen Walker in the flesh, whose flesh is unclear.
Why, Beverly Leslie, what are you doing later tonight, honey? I'm having a few friends over for a game of Monopoly, and I'm missing one of the pieces.
You...
Lord, you scared me. Shouldn't you be in your tree making cookies?
I am so sorry I missed the ceremony. But tell me this, darling. Do they still say, till death do us part when the bride is a vampire?
That's fantastic.
It's really, really, really funny. And if you go on YouTube, you know, he had like a renaissance, I guess you might say, of his career. During the pandemic, he started posting these quirky videos on Instagram, just doing weird and unusual things. He's got 5 million followers on YouTube as a result of all of that. And they're just hilarious. And they show just show what a freewheeling spirit that he was. He was on American Horror Story. He was in the movie The Help, something like 200 appearances on television and in the movies. Prolific career. Brilliantly funny actor, and you know, he was in Chicago many times. We had him here on the morning show on TV, and I know that he was on my show several times on WGN Radio, and I'm sure on the other shows as well. Just a super, super nice man. Very, very sad about his passing.
Thank you for that nice little tribute. They're really funny. Wendy Snyder here in for Bob Surratt this morning, and we are talking to Dean Richards. So, yay is being dropped by DOS, right? Is that code?
That's sadly, that's completely accurate. That is exactly correct. Adidas, the shoe company, which gets a significant amount of their online business from Ye, the artist known formerly known as Kanye West. He's now legally just changed his name to Ye. They get about 85% of their online business from him.
Jeez.
But this morning, they decided to drop their association with him because of his anti-Semitic statements. Adidas has said that they have very strong policies against hate statements, against behavior, which is along those lines. And they've decided to end their association with him, even though it's going to, you know, it's definitely going to cut into their business.
Yeah.
But
you know what? It would cut into their business more, perhaps, if they didn't do something. So it's lose-lose either way.
Yeah, probably, probably. But, you know, I applaud them for, you know, taking the moral stand on this. Chris Cuomo last night on his show on News Nation made some very interesting comments. Ye was on with Chris Cuomo. Ye was on with Cuo last week, and it was just a bizarre conversation. But last night, Chris Cuomo talked about it a little bit and said that all of these companies dropping him, and there have been quite a few, are playing right into what Ye wants to be a martyr. You know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with all of this? It's just the whole thing is so bizarre.
It really is.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry is sober, but it cost him a lot of money to get that way.
Yeah, this, you know, remember when the Friends reunion came out a year or so ago?
Yes.
And everybody said, what is wrong with Matthew Perry, Chandler?
Dental surgery was the answer,
show.
Remember?
Right. Could he behave more erratically on the show? Well, we're learning a lot more of what may be now. He's got a new book that's coming out in November called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he spends quite a bit of time in that, writing about his battle with sobriety. One of the more startling things that he reveals is that he has spent about $9 million trying to get sober.
Good God.
And has spent more than half of his life in treatment centers. So
that's tough.
Feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah,
yeah. He did an interview with the New York Times, and the New York Times asked, "Are you sober now?" And he says that he has been sober for 18 months. So you know, it sounds like it's still an ongoing battle. As many people will tell you who are substance abused in some way, it's a lifelong battle that he's going to be going through. This new book is going to come out on November 1st.
I do not want to be late because I'm talking to Kevin Smith next, and I'm really nervous because I adore him.
Oh, he couldn't be nicer.
Okay, good.
He couldn't be easier to talk to and couldn't be nicer. We talked to him when Clerks 3 came out.
Yes, I loved it. And he's going to be at the Music Box Theater for a little Q&A, and I have to go.
Yeah.
I love him.
Super, super fun guy. If you get a chance today, take a look at YouTube. James Corden last night, for the first time, addressed this whole controversy that's been going on, where he got banned at a New York restaurant for rude behavior. He talked about it on his show last night. He explained, but ultimately apologized to this New York restaurant. It's like a 2 or 3 minute statement that we don't have time for because Wendy has more important guests to get to.
I think we do have time to talk about Jason Momoa's bare butt, though.
I knew you were going to pick that story out of the bunch. So Jason Momoa went on a fishing trip. You know how the guys will do sometimes. They'll, you know, rent a boat.
And take their pants off.
And they go out. What happens on the boat stays on the
right.
boat.
It's going to need a bigger boat.
Unless you're Aquaman, apparently. Apparently, shorts were too confining for him.
Oh, yeah.
So he takes his shorts off.
Ow.
And what he's wearing underneath is like what sumo wrestlers wear. It's not quite, you know, he could have wore, what do you call it, like Speedos.
Yeah.
You know, or something. If he was that hot, the shorts were still too much for him. But he's wearing basically like a diaper. And somebody snapped some pictures. He is completely bare butt. I mean, the front is covered, but his butt. His
nice
butt,
round butt. Mounds. I'm looking at it right now.
I hope I hope he had plenty of sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. Tender little area. Yeah. That's true.
I'm going to say with that many fishing hooks being thrown around, that's not something I want to do if I'm on a fishing boat, I don't think.
All right. Well, thank you, Dean.
Good luck with Kevin. It's going to be a blast.
I can't wait. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.